it's Prudence or Smobilia, whichever one you can pronounce. And I'm back with another episode after like probably 5 months. Which it isn't 5 months. I don't think it's 5 months. I don't know why. I probably shouldn't be so inconsistent. I just think I don't have an audience here, but then I mean, people work towards an audience, right? So I guess I should just like keep at it and find things to discuss. And I feel like I say this in all my podcasts, I really would love to have a co-host, because then things would just flow. But then I want it to be my podcast. So I guess everyone that is a co-host is a visitor, I guess. But like, it's my show, but you're just helping me run my show, kind of thing. Anyway, this one won't be that long, and right after this intro, I'll tell you why. Welcome to Her, the podcast that attempts to assure you that there's definitely someone out there weirder, more awkward, more messed up, but totally comfortable with all of that and figuring things out as she goes. Yeah, so I'm basically here to tell you guys about my new book that I wrote. It's not a book. I don't want to call it a book. It's a short story that I wrote, and the link to where you guys could find it is in my bio, or I'm going to put it there just now. It's basically, you guys could also check out my YouTube channel. I think I spoke a lot about it there. But I'll just cover a few things, just some enticement stuff. It's a psychological thriller. It's about two women, wait for it, they know they're not fighting for a man or whatever. So it's, I don't know how I could do this without spoiling it, but they basically have this shared experience, and it comes to, the shit experience basically messes up with the, well, starts messing with the other one's sense of reality. Like, their sense of reality just starts being distorted, and it leads to like an altercation because of the shit experience. I'm mumbling, but I feel like I covered what it could be about. You guys have the gist of it. And what you should know is I am the crazy lady that, well, it's based on me being the crazy lady. I'm basically inspired the name of the book is called Lindy. I inspired the name in that I was just like chilling randomly, and I was experiencing these kind of things. You'll see in the dedication, if you read the dedication, you understand, and just maybe come back to this and be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. Where because of this experience, I started, like, it got out of hand how many times I'd be like going back to the situation, to the point of like insanity, like, yo, the person is not around anymore. So I was like, oh my god, yeah, an idea for a book. It's not my first, well, it is my first published book, but it's a very short story, very short, 13, 14 pages. So yeah, it's about that, and basically, I pretty much inspired the character of Lindy. The name of the book and pretty much the name of the characters, there's not really much to it. I didn't care much or give much thought to like the title. I just wanted to write the story, and so I did. And yeah, so But I was playing around with the idea of changing the name to maybe like, okay, no, then I'll spoil it. I can't say it because then it's pretty giving the new title. Okay, so anyway, yeah. Tuli is this independent woman. Lindy is this. Oh, these women are like from different walks of life, like opposite hooks of life almost. And they meet by chance, and this thing happened where, well, it's a shared experience, and one of them feels their pain is more, is it relevant, bigger than the others. So yeah, it's a really good book. The good stuff is towards the end, but it's a really good book, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you go read it, and thank you so much. I will be back with a proper episode probably in a few. I don't know when a few is, but I'm gonna try to be somewhat consistent over here too.